Welcome. Good morning. So let's start by taking a seat. Get comfortable. Close your eyes. Let's take this moment to feel a little more grounded and centered. To breathe a little more deeply, a little more consciously. And we'll drop our head down and let it roll from side to side. Excuse me. Come back now to center. Bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and the unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now, with an inhale, circle your arms up and into the sky, and then exhale, let them drift back down to the earth. And close your eyes if you like, and just move with your breath. Now reach up one more time, and then as you exhale, fold forward and lay your hands down on your mat. Step your feet back, and let's come to downward facing dog. Pushing back away from our hands, we'll press heels up and down. Take a nice stretch. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. And we'll fold into a forward bend. And then hands walk forward again. And we're back to downward facing dog. Let's lay our knees on the mat now. Move our hands right under our shoulders for cat and cow. As we inhale, we'll lift the head and the tail. Exhale, reach your back up toward the sky. And again, flow with your breath. Next exhale, slip right through your cat pose and down into your heels. Reaching your hands forward, come to child's pose. Find a nice comfortable resting place in child's pose. You're welcome to return to it anytime you'd like. Now curl toes underneath your feet, lift your hips to the sky, and make your way back again to downward facing dog. And we'll step the right foot forward. The left knee touches down on the mat. With an inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And then exhale, bring the hands down again. We'll step the right foot back. Shoulders move forward so they're right above our wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, lift the heart up, cobra. And then exhale, hips reach into heels again, child's pose. Tuck toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky. We step again into downward facing dog. This time step the left foot forward. The right knee touches down. Inhale and reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands down. The left foot steps back. And again, we bring shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. Inhale, rising to cobra. And with the exhale, back again to child's pose. Toes turn to the floor, hips lift to the sky. And this time from downward facing dog, let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breath. Exhale, all the way down, flow with your breath. rise up one more time. Bringing hands to the heart, let's step all the way to the very front end of the mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. As we exhale, we'll sink the hips down, chair pose. Now rise up again. Maybe you'll curve back a little bit if that feels good. And then let's dive down. As we inhale, we'll come halfway up. And then let's touch our hands to the mat, step our right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up. And then hands come back down. Step your left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching up. And then hands come back down. Now the left foot steps forward. And with a nice big inhale, we come all the way up. And then sink down into chair. And then standing up tall again, we can add a little back bend if that feels good. And dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Now take your hands to the mat, reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle to the sky. And then hands back down to the mat. And then the right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. With the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Now hands return to the mat. And the right foot steps up to the front. Nice big inhale again as we come all the way up. And we'll sink into chair. Rise up, and once again, you can lean back if you want to. And then dive down. Come halfway up. And set your hands on the mat, walk your feet back. And let's step into downward facing dog. Take a nice deep breath and feel your body coming alive. Energy flowing. We're ready now to begin our standing flows. Let's start by taking our right leg to the sky. Now step your right foot forward, lay your back foot flat on the ground. And let's step into warrior one. Feel the earth beneath your feet as you become very, very grounded in this warrior one. And then uplifted at the same time as we reach to the sky. Fill the space of this pose up with deep breath. Drift around behind your back. Linking the fingers together, we push the hands and shoulders back as we spread the heart center wide open. Still a deep lunge in the right knee. Still that firm foundation and grounding through the feet. Let's slowly, carefully begin to bow down. Let that grounding of your feet support you. Explore your flexibility. Come to just where it feels right for you. Now hands come to the mat. We step the left foot forward. The heels and hips sink down as we circle the arms around chair pose. Rise up from your chair and then dive all the way down. As hands come to the mat, let's step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So either on the toes or the knee of the right leg. Arms reaching to the sky, finding that groundedness and also being uplifted. Now to this lunge, let's add a twist. Bring hands to your heart. Hook your right elbow across your left thigh and let this twist begin to spiral its way around to the left. You can keep your hands in a prayer like this, or you can spread your arms wide open. See what feels good for you. Now bring your twist back around. As you take hands to the mat, send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down, warrior one. So now deep lunge in the left knee, finding that groundedness through your feet. Hands reach around behind, fingers linking together. We push the hands and shoulders back, spreading the heart wide open. And then slowly we bow down. Hands come to the mat, the right foot steps forward. Heels and hips sink down as the arms circle around, chair pose. And rise up. Now let's dive all the way down. As hands come to the mat, we step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And hands fold into the heart for the twist. This time it will be left elbow crossing the right thigh, and the twist turns to the right. Make it your own, make it fit your own body, your own needs. Twist comes back around, and we step the right foot back. Vinyasa, inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Lay your knees to the mat, slide your hips into the heels. For a moment, come to child's pose. So today is Earth Day. So between our flows today, we'll do this Earth salutation. Drag your hands in towards your knees and rise up onto your knees, reaching to the sky. Fold forward. Again, dragging the hands across the earth, we rise up. And once more. Drag the hands across the earth towards your knees, rising up. Folding forward, arms extended in front of us on the mat. We take shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Lower yourself down to the ground and reach your arms and your legs out. Full prostration on the earth. Now bend your elbows and draw them back as if they could touch behind you, and lift as much of your body off the ground as you can. And set your legs down, hands under your shoulders, push your hips back into your heels. And again, drag hands in toward the knees, rising up, reaching to the sky. Again, hands come across the earth, and we reach up. And one more time. And as we set our hands down, this time we'll curl our toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, and return to downward facing dog. Take your right leg to the sky. Take a big wide step forward with your right foot. Lay your back foot flat on the ground and let's step into warrior two. Finding a groundedness through your feet, an expansiveness through your body, a depth in your breath. Reach just a little bit forward with legs unchanging. Turn the right hand over, reach back to reverse warrior. And then bend your right arm and lay it across your right thigh. Left arm to the sky, side angle pose. Reach your left arm beyond your head in a diagonal line, and let's flow between side angle pose and reverse warrior. So the left arm reaches down and back to your leg as the right arm circles over. And we flow one to the other. Next time you come to side angle pose, let's meet there. Or I'm sorry, reverse warrior, let's meet there. And then bend your arm again across your right leg or reach all the way to the floor, side angle pose. Let's take a circle with the left arm, reach around back to the back of your mat. Pass your back leg, point to the floor. When you point to the front of your mat, straighten your right leg. Finish the circle with your left arm reaching to the sky and triangle pose. Now bring hands to the mat. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Heels and hips sink down, arms circle around, chair pose. Rising up. And then we dive down. Our hands come to the mat. We step the right foot back. Lay the right knee down. Circle arms up and overhead. Link your fingers together above you. Index fingers point straight up to the sky. Now rise up through your side body, and if you like, you can add a little back bend. Now hands come back down to the mat. Curl the right toes under, pick the right knee up. Send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then take a great big step forward with the left foot. Back foot flat down. We step into warrior two. Grounded feet. Expansive body. Deep breath. A little bit of a reach forward, the left hand turns over, we reach back, reverse warrior. Bend the left arm across the left thigh, right arm reaches over the head into the diagonal. Let's flow one to the other. Reaching back again to reverse warrior, and then flowing over into side angle. Next time you come to reverse warrior, we'll meet again. And then side angle pose. Begin the circle, reaching around toward the back. Passing your back leg, pointing to the floor. As you point straight ahead, now the left leg straightens. And we find again triangle pose. Both hands come down to the mat. We step the right foot up to meet the left. The heels and hips sink down as the arms circle around, chair pose. And rising up, and then diving down. Our hands come to the mat, excuse me, step the left foot back, lay the left knee down. Arms circle up and overhead. Make a steeple rise up, lifting you taller. Staying here or curving back, depending on what feels good for you. And hands come down to the mat. Curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Knees come to the mat, hips to the heels. Earth salutation. Drag your hands back to your knees. Rise up, reach to the sky. And then again. And then one more time. And as we fold forward, we'll bring shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Lower down onto the ground. Stretching the arms and the legs out, full prostration on the earth. And then bring the elbows back as if they could touch behind you as you lift yourself off the ground. And set the legs down, hands under shoulders, push hips into heels, dragging hands toward the knees as we rise up again. And folding forward. Again. And once more, drag your hands across the earth, reaching to the sky. And then folding into child's pose, we curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky, and we come to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up and into the air. Step the right foot forward and walk your hands around to the long side of your mat. We'll take a twist here, so give yourself a moment to find the foundation that supports your twist. Lay your right hand below your face, slip your left hand to your low back. Stretch yourself out nice and long, and then let's begin to twist around to the left. Your left hand might stay at your back, it might reach to the sky. See what feels good. And bring your twist around. Pop up onto the tips of your fingers, let your back straighten out. And then folding forward, we'll lay the left hand below the face, right hand at the low back, and take your twist now to the right. Twist comes back around. Again, we pop up onto the fingertips to stretch the back out straight. And then take your hands under your thighs, lift yourself up to stand. You may want to heel toe your feet toward each other as we enter a back bend. So find that foundation now. Make fists at your low back. Pushing feet into the earth, we rise up toward the sky, curving back to where this back bend feels wonderful. Coming up, shift hands to your hips and pour the back bend down now into a forward bend. Let's walk our hands around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet, step the left foot up to meet the right. Heels and hips sink down as the arms circle around, chair pose. And we'll rise up and dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, right foot steps back. Again, lay the knee down. This time shifting the hips backwards as we take a nice deep stretch into the left leg. Close your eyes, feel for you where this satisfies the needs of your body. And come forward again. And then curl your right toes under, pick your right knee up, send your left leg to the sky behind you. And then step the left foot forward, walk your hands around to the long side of the mat. Again, start with the foundation for the twist. Right hand to the floor below your face, left hand to the low back, lengthening and twisting first to the left. Bring this twist back around. Hop up onto your fingertips to stretch your back out straight. Now left hand below the face, right hand at the low back, twisting to the right. Twist spirals around, pop up onto the fingertips, stretching the back, and then fold forward. Hands on the thighs, lifting to stand. Again, maybe a heel toe in to find the foundation for your back bend. Fists at the low back, rising up and over. As we come up, we'll shift our hands to the hips to safely pour that back bend down into a forward bend. And walk hands around to the front of your mat. Turn your feet. Right foot steps up to meet the left. The heels and hips come down. The arms circle around. Chair pose. Rise from the chair and dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, step the left leg back, knee comes to the ground. Shifting backwards, we take the slow stretch now into your right leg. Close your eyes, breathe deeply. We shift forward again. With hands on the mat, curl the left toes under, pick the left knee up, step the right foot back. We'll take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Now let's lay our knees on the mat and again the earth salutation. Heels come to, or hips come to heels, hands drag in toward the knees. And we come all the way up. Again. And once more. And then as hands come down, we take shoulders above the wrists, lowering down onto the earth, reaching arms and legs out, full prostration. Drawing the elbows back, we lift off the ground. And hands under the shoulders, hips reach back into the heels. And again, we drag our hands in toward our knees, rising up. And again. And then once more. And as this last one comes down to the mat, fold yourself into child's pose. And before we move on, we'll take a moment to rest. Again, curl toes into the floor. Lift hips to the sky and slowly step your way back again into downward facing dog. And from there, walk your feet up to meet your hands. And with a nice deep inhale, rise all the way up. And we'll bring hands to the heart. And now we step into some balancing. Stepping down first onto the right foot. Our first pose today will be dancing Shiva pose. So circle arms into the air. Link index fingers and thumbs in a circle. Bend the elbows, bend the right knee, and pick your left leg up, angling it in front of your body. If you need to step down and start again, no worries. Now straightening the right leg, let's take the left hand on the left knee and open it out to the side. And from here, we find our way to tree pose. Take the left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. Your hands may be at the heart, they might branch out. Whatever variation you take, find your roots. And we step down again onto 2 feet. And let's take a moment to give our bodies a little movement before the other side. Now we step down onto the left foot and begin again with dancing Shiva pose. Circling arms up, index fingers and thumbs loop together, the elbows bend, the left knee bends, the right leg angled in front. Straighten your left leg, take your right hand on your right knee and open it out to the side. And then find your way to tree pose, right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Roots growing deep into the earth. And then 2 feet returning to the ground. Again, a moment to move in any way that your body might be craving. And then we'll take a great big inhale as we reach up into the sky. With our exhale, let's fold down to the earth. Hands come to the mat, we walk our feet back. Once again, lay knees down onto the ground, hips slide into heels, and we come to child's pose. Our hands walk way over to the right now for a nice side bend. Now walk your hands back again to the center and then way over to the left. Again, hands come to the center. We curl our toes into the floor, lift our hips to the sky, and step into downward facing dog. So we're moving next into hip opening with pigeon pose. So if you prefer the variation on your back, at this time you can lay on your back, crossing your right ankle over your left thigh. Or for this other variation, step the right leg forward, bending the knee, foot lands behind the left hand, knee behind the right. So find whatever pigeon pose feels best in your body. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. Take some nice, long, slow, deep breaths. this variation, hands come onto the mat. If you're on your back, reach your left leg to the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. If you're in this variation, slip over onto your right hip and then swing your left leg around until it meets with your right foot. And we'll turn to the left leg and with an inhale, reach to the sky and lift upward. With an exhale, fold over the left leg in a nice forward bend. Let's walk hands up the left leg. We'll take our hands onto the mat. Swing your left foot back. Step your right foot back. Drop your knees to the mat, hips to the heels, earth salutation. Drag your hands across the earth, rising up onto the knees, reaching to the sky. Again. And once more. Now hands come to the mat, shoulders come over the wrists, and we lower down onto the ground. Arms and legs extend, full prostration. And elbows reach back as we lift off the ground. And then hands under the shoulders, pushing hips into heels. Hands drag across the earth as we rise up. And again. And once more. Now as hands come to the mat, we curl toes into the floor, hips to the sky. Stepping into downward facing dog, let's take pigeon on the other side. So again, either on your back, this time left ankle across the right thigh, or as you step your left foot forward, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. So ease your way into your comfortable pigeon pose. Close your eyes, relax your body. Smooth, even, deep breaths. Again, if you're in this variation, hands come onto the mat. If you're on your back, right leg to the sky. Use that to swing up to sit. From this variation, slip over onto your left hip, swing your right leg around to your left foot. Turn and face the right leg. With an inhale, we reach up. And as we exhale, we fold forward. Hand over hand, we walk up the left leg. Hands come onto the mat, we swing, sorry, that was the right leg, swing the right foot back. Step the left foot back. Knees come to the mat, one more time, the earth salutation. As hips slip into heels, hands drag back. Rise up onto our knee. And again. And once more. And then his hands come down to the earth. We take shoulders over the wrists, lowering down. Full prostration. Elbows reach back as we rise up. And then hands under the shoulders, hips reach back to the heels. Our hands travel across the earth. We rise up onto the knees, reaching to the sky. Again. And one more time. And now as we come forward, we sink into child's pose. Walking hands now in toward the knees, we crisscross the ankles. We slip right over the tops of our feet. And as we come to sit, let's continue and roll all the way down onto the floor now. So lay down onto your back in a moment to settle in and get comfortable. Now take your hands on your knees and open your knees wide apart. Hands to the floor behind your head. Now reach up to the sky and then lift your body up and through the center. And then come back down. Now the knees touch together and we reach up and then over to the left side. And come back down. With the knees open again, let's reach up and into the middle. And lowering down, the knees touch. We'll reach up and over to the right. And lower down, repeating, the knees open wide, we reach into the center. And then lower down. The knees come together, we reach to the left. And coming down, the knees part, we reach into the center. And coming down, let your knees again touch, we reach to the right. Now as we come down, we'll open the knees and one more time reach into the center. Hold here. And then grab the outsides of your feet. Reach them up as if they walked across the ceiling. Lay your head down onto the ground. Knees pointing to the outsides of your rib cage. You might add a little rock side to side with your body. And from here, straighten your legs into a great big V. Hands slide down to the inner thighs. Bend the knees, take hands on your knees, draw them together. Draw a few circles round and round. Now take your circles around the other way. Set your feet onto the floor. Spread your arms wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat right under your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop both knees over to the right. And slowly up and over to the left. And go side to side. Feel the massage on your hips and low back. Little stretch for your belly. Go one more time to the right. And once again to the left. Reach around then, grab your knees, give yourself a nice hug, and choose an inversion for today. Maybe you'll lay on your back and reach your legs up into the sky. Maybe you'll lift your hips up off the floor in a shoulder stand. Or press your feet into the floor, lifting hips off the ground, bridge pose. Or if you have another inversion you practice, choose what would feel nice today. Begin to slowly, gently lay yourself back down onto the ground, little by little, until you're touching all the way down again, and then reach around for your knees, give yourself a hug, take a rock from side to side. Press your feet onto the floor, slip your hands underneath your hips, and let's take fish pose. The legs lay on the ground now as we sit on our fingertips, tucking elbows underneath the back. The head lays back and the heart reaches toward the sky. Let your head rise. And then lay that fish pose back down onto the ground. Hands slide out now from underneath you. They reach to the floor behind our head. Lacing fingers together, let's turn our palms around. Take a nice big stretch. And then we'll reach down, take hold of your right knee. Give it a nice hug into your body. And then cross it all the way over you to the left while you turn your head to the right. Allow your left hand to slip away now. Unrolling that twist, it lays you on your back. You may need to straighten yourself out just a little bit. And then let's stretch the arms and legs out again. Take a big reach. And then grab hold of your left leg and cross it over your body to the right. When you turn your head and look to the left. Now the right hand slips away, and that last twist rolls over and lays you gently down. Again, straighten yourself out if needed. If you'd like, you're welcome to cover yourself up. Lay yourself down now, close your eyes, and enjoy this final relaxation. Thank you. on this Earth Day, I share with you this Native American poem. Earth, teach me quiet, as the grasses are still with new light. Earth, teach me suffering, as old stones suffer with memory. Earth, teach me humility, as blossoms are humble with beginning. Earth, teach me caring, as mothers nurture their young. Earth, teach me courage, as the tree that stands alone. Earth, teach me limitation, as the ant that crawls on the ground. Earth, teach me freedom, as the eagle that soars in the sky. Earth, teach me acceptance, as the leaves that die each fall. Earth, teach me renewal, as the seed that rises in the spring. Earth, teach me to forget myself, as melted snow forgets its life. Earth, teach me to remember kindness, as dry fields weep with rain. Now take a very deep breath in, easing that inhale into a nice long exhale, as you create now your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And then when you're ready, roll softly over onto your right side. Linger a few breaths. And finally, we'll meet again where we began. Come back to sit on your mat once again. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And once more, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And coming back to center, our arms circle up into the sky. Our hands come together. And we'll come first to our forehead, remembering the earth in our thoughts today. To our lips, remembering the earth in our words. And to our heart, remembering the earth in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.